This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's getting harder for middle-class families to afford a place to live in the U.S. A new report from the real estate brokerage Redfin shows that in the 30 biggest metro areas, the number of home listings in the range that middle-class families can afford has dropped by 32% in the last 5 years. This hurts a lot of people, especially people of color. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
Samantha Doyle said she'd been looking for a house for so long in Washington, D.C. that she'd almost given up.
So the fact that I could afford this home says a lot, because most homes like this I wouldn't be able to afford.
At $313,000, Doyle says she was lucky to find a three-bedroom in Anacostia, a predominantly African-American neighborhood in the eastern part of the city that's slowly gentrifying. Across the rest of the metro region, median sales prices just hit a 10-year high of $419,000.
That's actually kind of what brought me to Anacostia, is that there's nowhere else to go. On the other side of the river is the last frontier in terms of D.C.,
For minority homebuyers, that last frontier is shrinking across the country. According to Redfin, just 18% of new home listings were affordable for median-income Hispanic families, compared to 14% for African Americans and 30% for white households, all significant drops from where they stood just 5 years ago.
I think it's important to look at this from a fairness perspective.
Alondra Cano sits on the Minneapolis City Council. As housing costs rise faster than wages, she says minorities are being priced out of their own neighborhoods, often after decades of investment.
They have made those commercial corridors thrive again, even when the city wasn't interested in investing in those corridors.
In addition to the affordability gap, mortgages are also harder to get. Elena McCargo is the co-director of the Housing Policy Finance Center at the Urban Institute.
Lenders are taking a lot less risk, less than half the credit risk they were taking in 2001. And we consider 2001 a period of normal lending standards.
So the bar's higher for everyone, but for minorities, who McCargo says often have fewer assets and lower credit scores, getting a mortgage loan has become even harder.
Right now, loans that are being made in the United States are the most pristine quality loans that we've seen ever.
According to the center's statistics, in 2001, the national mortgage default rate stood at 12%. It jumped up during the recession, but now sits at just 5%. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.